Well, Jason, here we are on a Monday.
Hey, Monday.
For the Monday Business Watch. Let's get things going with ARKA. Now, this is a company that came to Las Cruces a couple years ago. A lot of fanfare. Where are they now?
They're moving, but they're staying here in town is the good news. I visited with Dimitri Popescu, and you're right, they've been out at the airport since 2015, summer 2015. They got some funding. And they set up out there. They've been in one of the hangars, and it only had a couple of office spaces. The hangar was a little small. So what they've done is they're in the process of purchasing a building on the east side of the city. It's not a finalized deal yet, but Dimitri told me that it's going to allow them a lot more space to work. The hangar space is a lot taller than what they're currently in. And, you know, when you're working in aerospace, some of those rockets get a little tall.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be out there, and it's also going to have 12 offices instead of two. So it's gonna be a better home for them overall, I think. And they're doing this in anticipation of a couple of things. You know, they've got the hoverboard going on, the ARKA board that they released December of 2015, I want to say. And sales are still going okay on that. They've still got a little bit of a production glitch, so they're not shipping, but they've got quite a few orders in already. Roughly, I think, about $350,000 in sales on the board, which is valued at about $14.5 million. And this I found interesting. Later this month, Dimitri told me they're this close to inking a deal with a European aerospace company to do some development for them down here. He says it could be about a $3.5 million contract, which is a wonderful thing. And we'll put to good use that larger hangar space as they get into production. And then also they've got some interesting work going on with their drone programs that he was telling me about.
And that's what initially started this company,
yeah,
was the drone program.
Exactly. And now they've sort of refined some of their technology out of the ARKA board. And they're using it now in combination with some of their pre-existing drone technology for some new developments. And you know, we got to see some really nice development photos and what they're working on. It's just amazing to me what these little motors, the power that these little motors can put out. One of the little motors that they produce is about equivalent to an arc welder.
Interesting.
He was telling me. So that's quite a bit of juice in a very small package. But, you know, that's what you need when you're miniaturizing and trying to get things as small as they are now. And he said that some of the drone work that they've done has raised interest from a couple of government divisions that they've talked to. They're interested in pursuing that. So, you know, there's a lot on the horizon for them. There's a lot coming up, and I think they're looking forward to getting into their new space. And, you know, we'll see what they keep going onward and upward.
Now, this is one of those companies that's an example of a company that came in, received funding from the state, from also the local level, correct?
Yes and no. They were awarded state LEDA funding, and they got, I think, $60,000 through the city, which was intended to keep them out there at the airport and have their space out there for a couple of years, which is now up. But the state funding didn't come through. Some of the paperwork didn't get pushed through to the state as on the timeline that they had agreed to. And Dimitri was telling me that some of the hires that he made early on in the process didn't count as new hires, so they didn't add up to that tally. In short, he ended up investing a little over $735,000 of his company money in place of that state funding, so that didn't come in, and that was about $500,000. But he said it's important to him to stay here in Cruces, and he's willing to put in the money himself to make that happen.
Okay, that's the bottom line for me right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to the business profile. Talk to me about Cheeky Chaps,
this
barbershop.
This is a great one, Edmundo. This is down in Mesilla, Cheeky Chaps Barbershop. Excuse me. They opened up in Old Mesilla in October of 2015, and this is classic old-school gentleman's barbering. You get your hot towel. You know, it's a nice lounge atmosphere. Old-fashioned shoe shine services. And the guy that does the shoe shines, I thought was interesting. He learned the art from his great-grandfather.
So, old school. You know, so old school here.
It's absolutely old school. And Chris Marangos, the manager, had been working with Laura Romanelli on the concept. And, you know, it's traditional barbershop experience, but it's a very gentlemanly thing, you know. And he also does shaves and fades and all sorts of custom cuts for people. But it's really neat to see that old school, sort of classic haircut come back.
All right. We'll read all about it in Sunday's edition of the Las Cruces Sun News.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.